Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you want to know some things that successful people do every single day? Or are you looking for ways to become more successful yourself? I would assume that's a yes to both because you're here, you're listening to the show, you want to up-level in life and glow up and improve yourself, improve your business and all that fabulousness. So you've come to the right place because I want to chat about this too. But it's important to lay down some ground rules about success here because success is not one singular big event that happens in your life eventually. Success is about the little, tiny, boring habits that you do every single day. And all of those little boring habits accumulate and raise your vibration and get you to that feeling of success. It's not like way down the road. It's now. It's in the moment. Success is a result from your daily effort. And success is not only having financial independence. Success can mean happiness, peace, a great family, being debt-free, growing an amazing garden. Whatever success means to you is what success is. For one, it might be to finally be able to quit your job and spend more time with your kids or your spouse. And that was a big one for me when I quit my job to blog full-time. That was like success right there. Before I had even made any money with my blog, I felt so successful just because I had quit the workforce and I was taking a chance on my business, my passion, what I wanted to do. And it worked out, which was another level of success. So here are 7 things that successful people do every single day.
You're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. Chelsea is a marketing strategist and the founder of HerPaperRoute.com, a friendly and supportive hive for ambitious, passionate entrepreneurs like you to learn how to growth hack your idea into a profitable business. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
Yeah, let's dig into this nitty gritty. We're talking about success, what successful people do. And number one is they wake up early. Successful people get up early. They set an alarm and they jump out of bed and they go and they get right into their morning routine. Now, I will post a full episode about what my morning routine is these days, but just in a nutshell, give yourself a reason to jump out of bed in the morning. And if you're someone who struggles with getting out of bed, immediately give yourself something to replace the comfiness of your bed so that when you stand up, put on that cozy sweater so that you don't instantly try to crawl back under the covers. Put on a cozy sweater and literally force yourself to walk out of your bedroom. Don't even look at that bed. You don't know that bed. Go and start your day. And something that really helps me with getting up is I set my alarm on my phone, but I place my phone across the room. It's not on my nightstand, so I can't just reach over and turn it off in my sleep and continue sleeping in. I literally physically have to get up out of my bed in order to turn my alarm off. I have my sweater, my cozy sweater right there beside the phone. I put it on. I have no excuse but just to get out of there and start the morning routine. This was not easy for me. For most of my life, I would sleep in because I worked in nightclubs. I worked in bars where my shift ended at 3 a.m. So naturally, I would need to sleep in order to make up for the lost sleep hours from working at a nightclub all night. And that was a bad habit that I had got myself into for so, so long. Even when I was in school, I would get up like 15 minutes before the bell rang, pretty much, shower, drink a coffee, eat something on the way. And that's what's called living reactively. But when you live proactively, you wake up to an hour before work or school or whatever you need to do so that you can focus on nurturing yourself, growing yourself, and building those good habits. Because here's the thing, we all have 24 hours in a day, whether you are a millionaire or an average person who hasn't made your million yet. So using time as an excuse is just not going to cut it. Yes, people who have millions of dollars are able to now have more time because they pay people to do things for them, but that does not change the fact that they were once where you are now. So maybe you're working a full-time job and you don't have any time for yourself. Well, how can you make changes in your day-to-day life and your schedule so that you can? Maybe every night, instead of watching TV for an hour to wind down, you just cut that time off and wake up 1 hour earlier in the morning. By the end of the year, you'd have 365 extra hours of your life where you could be working on yourself. How much different would your life be with 365 extra hours? This is something to think about and put pen to paper and make a plan. Number two, successful people read almost every single day. This is an interesting statistic that the average person reads about 12 books per year, and the average CEO reads 60 books per year. And yes, audiobooks still count. So you have no excuse to not be reading on the reg. So in line with the time management that we went over just a second ago, the average CEO who already has a business or two running, probably a family, probably a lot going on, still finds time to read more than a book per week. Also, it's been proven that people who read tend to have less stress. They spend less time on social media and more time on their own development. When I say they're reading books, I don't mean fiction books. They read nonfiction books about business, sales, self-help, psychology, spirituality, and whatever else they need to grow within themselves and their business. And that is how, if you fast forward 5 to 10 years ahead, they are light years past everyone else who is just scrolling on TikTok, watching Netflix dating shows, you know, whatever it is. Think about how you spend your time and how you could swap some of those less positive things for positive growth things. Number three, successful people exercise consistently. So when you look through all the people that are successful, almost all of them have a workout routine. They usually wake up earlier, they get some form of exercise, whether it be yoga or a mental health walk around the neighborhood or just a simple stretch for a few minutes. One of the things that I think most people don't think about enough is the importance of mind-body connection. If you're trying to be successful or do something big with your life, whatever success means to you, it will require that you use your brain at a very high level. There is a mind-body connection when you eat crappy food or skip workouts. You will have less energy. The most energy-consuming organ in our bodies is the brain. It consumes 48% when we do a high-demanding task and about 20% when we are in a resting phase. So if you think about it, the more you work out, the better shape your body is, the better it's running, the better your brain is running, which means the better output you'll have in every activity that you do. So ask yourself, how often are you working out? And I don't mean going to the gym and sweating for hours every single day and lifting weights. If you want to do that, go you, that's awesome. But I mean just if you're not working out, you could start small. Just take a 10-minute walk around your neighborhood. Get a treadmill from Amazon and just take a stroll on it while listening to an audiobook. That's called habit stacking. You're doing two healthy habit things at once, working out by walking and reading by listening to your audiobook. So take a moment to ask yourself, how often are you working out and how often do you need to start working out in order to get the life that you want? Number four, they write their goals down. So a Harvard business study found that 3% of graduates from their MBA who had their goals written down ended up earning 10 times as much as the other 97% combined just 10 years after graduation. Like, isn't that mind-blowing? 3% of people who wrote their goals down were 10% more successful than the other 90% of people who didn't write their goals down. Now, why is this? Well, there are a couple of reasons why it could be. When you take something from your brain and write it down on paper, your brain thinks, oh, this is real. It's a very powerful manifestation technique. Writing it out is actually going to bring it into your reality. The universe is going to receive that and start sending you truths in your world and showing you things and sending opportunities to you because it wants to match that frequency that you have when you wrote it out. So write your goals down, get crystal clear about them, and start taking action. Start putting a deadline to your goals and be very specific on exactly what your goals are. Number 5, successful people find mentors. The average millionaire has had 7 different mentors before they became a millionaire. Jen Sincero, who wrote You Are a Badass at Making Money, one of the stories that she tells about when she was in debt before she had a business, before she even knew what she wanted to do with her life, and she was like living in a garage at the time, she hired a coach for $85,000, which of money that she didn't have, but she figured it out. It made her sick with fear and worry, and she was so scared, but she did it. And then within 3 months of working with that coach, she had doubled that investment back. So her $85,000 was back and now doubled. So how amazing is that? Her coach put her in the right mindset, sat her down and said, stop doing this, and it shifted her to get her to the place of where she wanted to be a lot faster than if she had not invested in a mentor at all. Here are some common benefits of having a mentor. You'll gain practical advice, encouragement, and support. You'll learn from the experiences of others. You'll increase your social and academic confidence. You'll become more empowered to make decisions. You'll develop your communication and personal skills. You'll develop strategies for dealing with both personal and academic issues. And the biggest one is you are going to get someone else's perspective on your life, on your business, and they will cut through your bullshit and tell you what you really need to hear to get ahead. And another big one is a great reason why you should hire a mentor is it cuts down the time of learning. If you're being mentored by someone who has 20 years of experience, you can learn all the things that they've learned in about 1 to 2 years. So you're saving 18 years of failing, pain, experiments, and so on. And depending on what your goals are, you're going to have a different mentor for different things that you need to achieve and overcome at different stages in your life. I am a mentor and a coach to creators who want to build successful online businesses. And we really focus on using content marketing, blogging as the thing that pulls all of that together, community, traffic, sales, funnels, all that good stuff. It all as a foundation from your blog, from your website. So if you're interested in learning about that kind of stuff, you can definitely reach out to me if you need some no BS advice and mentorship in that department. Number 6, successful people practice positive self-talk. I see a lot of people say, if I were more confident, I'd be successful. But they have to realize that successful people aren't born with confidence. Confidence comes from results. Confidence comes from trying things and getting experience. Successful people learn how to talk to themselves and how to believe in themselves, even if they don't get the results that they want right away. You have to realize that you would never talk to somebody that you love the way that you talk to yourself if you are talking negative towards yourself. Your brain will believe anything that you say to yourself, whether it's positive or negative. So you may as well tell it positive things. Even if those positive things aren't true yet, or you don't even fully believe it yourself yet, just start tricking your brain and tricking yourself in turn to start believing it. You have to be your number one fan. And number 7, successful people don't worry about failure. They know that going into something, whether it be a business idea or an investment opportunity, they know that they're going to screw up. It's going to happen. When you're starting a new business, you aren't going into it saying that you're going to make 0 mistakes because you know that you're going to make mistakes. And in fact, you should actually be kind of excited about that because that's what's going to help you get over the learning curve is by learning from those mistakes. The only failure that I see is when you give up, when you fail over and over again, but you keep going, that is successful because it is a learning process. It's not a failure until you just give up. Think about it. How many times have you not started something that you truly wanted to do because you were afraid of failing? If that feeling is familiar to you, I want you to start, instead of saying to yourself, well, what if it fails? I want you to instead start saying, well, what if it doesn't fail? What if this is successful? What if this is awesome? And then just try it. You're going to surprise yourself with what you can do. You just got to take that first step. On that note, I invite you to go to herpaperroot.com/join to get free access to my entrepreneur toolkit. It includes practical resources to help you work through all of this murky entrepreneurship stuff, as well as access to our creator community where you can network and make friends with other entrepreneurs who are going through the same stuff as you. That's at herpaperroot.com/join. Thank you for listening today. My name is Chelsea Clark, and I will catch you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning into the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review and be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.